Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Finally taking another look at the freeways. At Mitchell Freeway southbound, still busy around Whitford Avenue, but pretty good all the way through to the city. Quinana Freeway northbound, a tad under speed around the Cranford Avenue mark. And no hotspots anymore around the CBD or the Metro. Just a reminder that 2J Road will be closed between Roe Highway and James Road in Middle Swan, starting at 8 p.m. tonight until 10 a.m. Sunday, the 1st of May. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yes, Grant Dusting from McCrindle is back.
Hey.
Oh, morning, guys. Great to be back.
Oh, happy Term 2, Freedom of the Face Day.
Freedom of the Face Day.
Freedom of the Face.
The Face. Well.
Yeah, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, well, I got to walk into the studio this morning without a mask on, so appreciating our freedoms. Yep.
Thanks, State Daddy. Anyway, we're here to talk about stats. We're here to talk stats.
Yes, well, look, you are the stat man. You know, that is the truth.
Any stats on masks?
Oh.
Just off the top of your head?
People have been very compliant, and I think through the research we've done over the last couple of years on, because we like to look at the Australian psyche and what are people thinking, what's on their minds, and I think one of the big takeaways has been we love to think of Australians as we're easygoing, laid back larrikins, and we are, but actually we're also very, on the whole, we're actually very compliant. We generally do
what we're told.
Yeah, we. So I think that's been a takeaway that's come through
a
lot of the research over the last couple of years.
Yeah, right. Good. Well, this is a thing we need to talk about, Grant, because you know we talk about trends and you know and stats and research and everything. Like, how do you spot these sort of things? Like, is it just like, oh, let's just figure it out, and you know, let's just guess what's happening.
Or does it just appear? Does it just appear to you,
drop into your lap?
Yes.
Tell us.
How do you do what you do? Like, is it? Yeah. Is there a system to how you guys do this?
Absolutely. Well, I think we're living in a time when so many people have opinions, right? We've got endless podcasts and TikTok channels, and it's so easy just to spout an opinion. So when people think about stats and trends and future trends, they might think, oh, it's just all about crystal ball, like guessing.
Yeah.
Some people think spreadsheets, and maybe that's what their mind goes to when they hear the Statman spreadsheets, and we do love a good spreadsheet, that's for sure. But really, it's about observing trends and doing research. And so there's methods that we use to, we can't necessarily predict the future, but we can observe, and this is what my colleagues and our team do as researchers. We look at the trends almost like currents. So the currents are like a river.
Kind of
give us hints to where we're going. So this morning we could talk about some tips to spotting trends for yourself.
Yes.
And how to avoid some of the trappings of incorrectly.
This is awesome.
Trends.
Let's do it. All right, let's get into it. Let's start. Let's do the first one.
Can we do tip one?
Tip one.
Great. Well, firstly, the first kind of blocker to people spotting trends often is we're restricted to our line of sight.
Right.
So often we only see a very narrow view, what's in front of us. So think of it like instead of just looking in front of you, we need to be more like a drone. Because a drone goes upright, sees a bit of a bird's eye view.
Yes.
And you might see things that were in your peripheral vision that were actually there all along, but you were just looking in one direction.
You're focused on one thing, Harry Styles.
So I think that's quite a skill.
Sorry, you said One Direction.
One Direction. Straight away. Oh, that pop band, yeah.
Never Zane.
The pop band.
Never Zane. Always
some great tunes there.
Yeah,
he's very good.
Because today, there's so much changing in the world around us.
Yeah.
So I think people, and this is often quite hard to do, and sometimes you need to bring in someone external who brings that different perspective.
Yep.
Or even chatting with someone, not yourself, to kind of bounce ideas off and hear a different perspective. So that's what our team bring to companies that we work with, leaders who are saying, well, we want to understand the trends that impact our industry or our kind of work environment. We can kind of bring that external perspective, that big picture view.
And ask questions and stuff too.
So big picture view, number one, take a step back, look at the full picture.
Look at it from a drone perspective.
Let's do it. All right, I love it. Let's get into the music and we'll be right back. The Statman Grant Dusting from McCrindle is here right now.
And we're talking about how to spot
a trend.
Trends, yep. Yeah.
So step one, tip one was take a step back and look at the big picture, the full thing.
Yep.
Don't get narrow-minded and just look ahead.
Yep.
Try and have a drone perspective.
Think
and
like a drone.
By talking to people and that kind of thing as well.
Get other perspectives that maybe are outside of your particular field of view.
Nice. Yeah. Because yep. I think opinions, people take opinions as facts. As fact. Yeah.
What do they say? Opinions like armpits. Everyone's got two.
Everyone's got
and they
two.
Usually stink. All right, tip number two.
Any dad jokes, so I'll just come to you.
Will be then. Great.
Please do, I'm here.
So tip two to spot trends is avoid what's called the gambler's fallacy.
Okay.
Now, this one sounds maybe a bit mysterious, but...
It sounds like an Old West, it sounds like a cowboy tale.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
You got
So what is the gambler's fallacy? Well, I'm sure some listeners would be familiar with that term, but for those who are not, the gambler's fallacy is thinking that just because something either has happened just recently or hasn't happened, that's going to change the likelihood of it happening again.
Okay.
So I'll give you a really simple example.
Yep.
Tossing a coin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If I toss a coin, heads or tails, and it's tails, if I toss it again, what's the chance of it being tails now because it was
exactly the same as the last time, right?
That's it. It's exactly the same. It's still 50-50.
But you're like, oh no, because I've already done tails, so surely it will be
heads. The coin doesn't care. The coin doesn't care.
So that's something that gets some people, but probably some high school math teachers maybe would have mentioned that one as an example of a fallacy to avoid.
Right.
But it's human nature to think, well, in this example, I've had three heads in a row, so surely it's got to be tails now. But statistically, it's still 50% chance.
Yeah, right.
So that kind of can apply in different contexts too, saying, well, we've always seen this, and so therefore we're going to keep seeing that. Or we've seen lots of this, so now surely it's time for a change.
Isn't that interesting over the last couple of years? Like, you know, people have gone, oh, like, this is just, you know, this wasn't in the plan. This was not in the plan. Like, and it's like, well, you know, things can happen. Like, it's just going to happen or it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. So the tip there is to use stats, to use logic, to make plans and to realize that it's not, avoid just making decisions based on emotion.
Mm.
Yeah.
Probably also called the gambler's fallacy because sometimes you can be quite emotionally committed to an outcome.
Yep.
And then maybe even subconsciously be just so gung-ho in a certain direction. And this could apply. So we work a lot with business leaders who are leading organizations and companies and making directions. And this applies in that context too. Oh. People might be very emotionally invested in one outcome.
Yep.
And then that actually kind of goes back to the first point, restricts your point of view in a way.
Yes. Yeah.
That again, you're getting very tunnel vision. So
and financially invested too.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's throwing down big cash and going, well, it has to work.
Yep.
Good luck. But that's why they talk to you guys at McCrindle. It makes complete sense. Well, look, Statman, there's more to these tips.
Yeah.
But we don't have any more time.
We don't have time today, but we'd love to hear from you next time.
Well, there's a couple for people to
first two
this week.
See the big picture.
Yep.
Avoid the gambler's fallacy. Avoid
Fantastic.
It.
And avoid gambling.
Yeah,
avoid
just don't gamble. Yeah. Gamble's
That's
bad.
That's good life advice.
Naughty. Yeah. Thanks, Grant,
Thanks,
so
guys.
Much. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.